Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 2 to 5. Moses' blessing, the preface. Let me read the verses. Here is Moses opening this great blessing of Israel. And this is how he starts. Verse 2. The Lord came from Sinai and dawned over them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran. He came with myriads of holy ones from the south, from his mountain slopes. Surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand. At your feet they all bow down and from you receive instruction. The law that Moses gave us, the possession of the assembly of Jacob. He was king over Jeshurun, that is Israel, when the leaders of the people assembled, along with the tribes of Israel. Deuteronomy 33, verses 2 to 5. Now you will notice that the word I've had to use several times going through Deuteronomy, over and over again, in fact, is the word repetition or repetitive. Because this is the message of Deuteronomy, whether it be the song, whether it be the prophecy, whether it be the preaching, whatever it be, if it's the blessing even, then this still is the great theme. What is the great theme? It is the Lord coming to Israel, making Israel his people, and supremely here, giving them the law. The Lord came from Sinai. We can't overestimate, we certainly can underestimate, the importance of Sinai to Israel. It was there that God, having made his people, drawn them out of Egypt, visited them in tremendous power. Read Exodus 19, read Hebrews chapter 12, the great and terrible and awful power of the Lord coming upon Israel and giving this law to Moses, this great covenant for Israel. And of course, although it's not all made clear in Exodus chapter 20, this great purpose was leading up to the Lord Jesus Christ. And here it is again. The Lord came from Sinai. This is what you must remember, Israel. This is the blessing of Israel, that God has elected you, that God has determined to make you his people, that he has revealed his instruction, his law to you. He dawned on over you from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran. He came with myriads of holy ones from the south, from his mountain slopes. Surely it is you who love the people. It is God loving his people. All the holy ones are in your hand. Now, they're not holy in the sense of everlastingly saved as in the new covenant, but they are a separated, distinguished people. That's what the word holy means. And they are separated from the pagans. This is the great message of Deuteronomy. This is the word for Israel. You are a separated people from the pagans, and you must stay separate and stay under my covenant and keep my law. Israel, and Israel only, has received this great instruction. Surely it's you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand. At your feet they all bow down. They worship you, and from you receive instruction. Read Exodus 19. Everything that the Lord your God, our God, says to you, we will do. Yeah, but they broke it straight away. Israel, the law that they received instruction from God, the verse 4, the law that Moses gave us, the possession of the assembly of Jacob. No other people. Psalm 147, 19 and 20. We've had this again and again and again. I've given my law to you and no other people. Keep it. It distinguishes you from all other people, especially the central mark of the Sabbath. Keep that. He was king over Jeshurun, verse 5. Something that means Moses, and I suppose it could be, but I believe it to be God himself. When the leaders of the people assembled, along with the tribes of Israel, God was reigning over his people. Thus, God brings his people from Sinai into the land of promise and sets this tremendous note of blessing upon them. They must know God is with them, and God has led them, and God has instructed them. They should not be afraid of the pagans. They're not going to Canaan to have fun with the pagans. They're going there to be the people separate from the pagans, under the covenant, worshipping God, serving God in his sovereignty, in his love, in his glory. And of course, all is leading up to Christ. Of course, we only know that because we have the New Testament showing us these things. But that was how it was for Israel. What about us in the New Covenant? We should be a people under Christ's covenant, under Christ's law. We should count the blessings that we have, that God loves us with an everlasting love, brother and sister. I'm speaking to the believers. Unbeliever, come into this covenant, come into Christ, and be part and parcel of this glorious people of God. You're strangers to the covenant of Israel. You're strangers from the commonwealth of the people of God. Ephesians chapter 2. Come in and join the people of God under the blessing of God, and know the love, the sovereignty, the care, the instruction, the doctrine, the person, the work, the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ in God himself by his Spirit blessing us. This is the glory of the new covenant. What a blessing for Israel. Here they are facing the Jordan. Here they're facing their enemies, their fears and doubts. But they have the glorious God of Israel with them and in his covenant. They are a distinguished people. May we have the same sense of glory and wonder and power. May the blessing of God be upon us in all this. Amen.